This is The Rebel Room, LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer, alongside Taylor Byrne, Case Kiefer, talking UNLV basketball, the Rebels in the Mountain West tournament this week. It's simple. Win three games in 3 days. Go to the NCAA for the fifth straight year. Taylor Byrne, you're with the team. Will that happen?
It's a real simple thing, isn't it? Just win three games in 3 days.
That's it.
For a team that hasn't had a three-game winning streak in maybe a month, something like that. The idea, certainly, it's laid out there for them. And because of so UNLV limps into this Mountain West tournament on a two-game losing streak, losers of 4 of 6, dropping that final game when they blew a 17-point second-half lead at Reno actually probably helped them with the seeding. The way things fell, you're looking at Wyoming 2:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, and then potentially San Diego State, and then New Mexico. And the Lobos are the team, even though New Mexico ended up losing at San Diego State, pretty much everybody around the league agrees that they've been the best team for at least the past month, maybe a little longer. Like, that's the team that you want to avoid. And so it's laid out about as good as UNLV could ask for. Wyoming has been really bad since Larry Nance injured his knee and was lost for the season. They lost 4 straight, were able to bounce back and upset, or actually it wasn't even an upset because or at least it was a low number. It was a weird total, actually, on that Colorado State game on Saturday. I didn't understand what was going on, but just another example of how Vegas knows more than me. But what I know is UNLV is not going to win this Mountain West tournament. I'm on record with that. I don't see it happening. I would not be shocked. Look, Wyoming has been very bad lately. I would not be shocked if UNLV drops that game. I think they win that one and then lose Friday, but I won't be surprised if they bow out very quickly.
Are they officially on the NIT bubble if they lose to Wyoming?
If they lose to Wyoming, they could be.
That would seem like the NIT would be iffy at that point.
Yeah, because I figured if they won third place or got third place in the Mountain West outright, and then whatever they were able to do on top of that, that probably was just for NIT seeding. If, you know, but because they lost that Reno game, ended up tied for third, the 4 seed, if they were to lose to Wyoming, I'm not sure that they're in the NIT. I don't know.
That's bad. That's bad. That's a sign of a poor season.
How many times this week will we hear the phrase, everyone's a Lobo, woof, woof, or wolf, wolf? I just barked like a dog.
Over, under, throughout the week?
Yeah, women's. I don't even know if their women's team is any good, but.
Well, let's count it for the men, since that's when we'll most likely be around. I would say
3 games.
And you could just hear it randomly. That's got to be over, under, like, 22 and a half.
Oh, I think that's real low. 22, that's it?
Oh, you're talking about, like, each individual time, like
each time they chant it,
because when
unison,
because when they chant it, they usually do it like 4 or 5 times in a row. Are we counting each
of
those?
Each of those.
Oh, then like 50.
Oh, so annoying. I mean, I'm not a New Mexico hater per se, but their fans are just annoying, in my humble opinion. They're fans.
I don't
all
agree.
Fans are short for fanatics.
Yeah, I don't agree with you.
Okay, well, since I'm just asking random questions, UNLV Wyoming Thursday 2:30, more gold and brown or more scarlet and gray at the MAC?
Thursday at 2:30?
Yeah.
You said Tuesday.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant, Thursday.
Wait, what? Of course, more scarlet and gray.
Okay.
Is that a real question?
I thought Wyoming travels well.
No.
What?
Yeah, they do. Dude. Mock me now, but you'll tell me Thursday, Brew. You
no,
were
no.
Right,
well,
on that.
First of all, no Wyoming. Even if Wyoming was traditionally a good traveling team, nobody's coming for this team. They've been terrible without Nance, and
they
know
they
playing
plan
for
vacations
nothing.
Around it, don't they?
No, I don't know where you're getting this.
Oh,
Wyoming,
I mean,
travels well
for some reason.
I missed last year, and maybe that last year where they were
no.
a little bit better. But the 2 years I went, I don't remember anyone from Wyoming being there.
Okay, maybe my eyes are just – maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before.
I think you may just be so offended by anyone wearing maroon that you just – they stick out in your mind
maroon.
More. That's their color.
No, isn't maroon a shade of red?
Maroon's not their color.
Like that brown Wyoming?
That's not maroon.
It's not maroon.
Maroon is like
right.
what Casey –
Well, it's on. Ugly. No, that's
no.
No,
that's
not
your
maroon.
Undershirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is
that's okay. maroon.
That's maroon.
Yeah, that's close yeah. enough to brown. It's ugly either way.
Yeah, it is ugly. We can agree on that.
Well, UNLV still looking for win number 20. Maybe that comes this week. Maybe it doesn't.
What if this team doesn't end up winning 20 games?
Which isn't that big of an accomplishment anymore. I think
it's not.
More than 100
right.
More than 100 of the 300 D1 teams have 100 wins. That's 33%. What went wrong? I mean, is it just been maybe the public or maybe the fanatics thought they'd be better than expected, or maybe since they did have to replace 80% of their stats from last year, they just weren't that good to begin with.
No, they should be better than this. And they've lost 7 games. Of their games decided, I think, by 7 points or less, they're 5-7 in those. And so they had plenty of opportunities. And a lot of those losses were like 3-4 points. Games that they were in with 3 minutes to go and found a way to lose. And I would say half the time it was that they found a way to lose as much as the other team found a way to win. Because there were some times where they just got outplayed, but a lot of the time, bad turnovers, bad shot selection. They didn't develop throughout the year. That was the thing. They did not get better, that much better as a team from the beginning of the season to the end.
At not one point during the game Saturday against Reno, they're up by double digits. Am I like, oh, in the bag? I'm like, Reno's going to come back.
Yeah, well, they had already done it once in the first half. They had a 12-point lead in the first half. Reno comes back to take the lead before halftime. UNLV still ends up with a 6-point halftime lead. Builds that to 17, like 4 minutes into the second half, and then by the 9-minute mark, tie game.
Exactly. And obviously, UNLV, without Roscoe Smith, concussion, Bryce Dijon Jones, suspension, BDJ will be back for the league tournament. We're going to find out about Roscoe.
No, Roscoe's back.
Roscoe's back as well. For me, what stood out is just UNLV just – didn't have any good players. Chris Wood and those three-pointers. I mean, the kid's great when he takes the ball to the basket, and we've seen him hit threes in practice, but those threes, there was one three, Taylor, you were there, and I was watching on my computer on ESPN3 or whatever. I couldn't even find the ball on the screen.
Those shots at this stage in the season are 100% on Dave Rice. Look, I think Dave takes too much crap. For, like, in general, he's not as bad a coach as a lot of people want to say. You left him in the game after taking those. Some of the stupidest shots I've ever seen. And he just looks at him, claps, and moves on. Well, like, eventually, that is unacceptable.
Yeah, and there's ways to encourage, which include bringing him in aside and saying, hey, listen, that's probably not the shot we want you to take. That's not the shot we want.
At this point, you got to get in his face. You have told him that. You have to – look, Chris Wood has potential, has a potentially bright future. He's gotten better defensively throughout the year. He has figured out, starting with that home New Mexico game, that when he puts the ball on the floor and gets inside, he can be great. When he's inside, he can get offensive rebounds by just happening to be in the right place. He doesn't even have to be in the right position.
Yeah,
he can just go up and get them. But when he's out on the three-point line, taking stupid rainbow contested shots that barely hit the backboard, he doesn't do anybody any good.
And part of that is because when he was at Finley, he was 150 pounds, and Finley had players that would drive to the hole and dish to him for wide open shots, and he was playing like a 6'4" wing instead of a 6'10" guy who could go actually into the paint and contest shots. But just another example of kind of what went wrong and how UNLV just didn't have the bodies. With that said, they got a lot of talent, Case and Taylor. I mean, there's no disputing the talent. It's not played good together, but maybe it's the UNLV grad in me. Maybe it's me being optimistic, but why can't they, with that roster who's performed good at times, like at New Mexico, why can't they piece together 3-3?
We've just seen too big of a sample size at this point of them not putting it together. I mean, to me, and I agree with you, I think talent-wise, especially this year when the Mountain West is so – the Mountain West is just such a shell of itself of what it was at this time last year. I mean, you would think this team should be a lot better than 10-8, but we've seen too many times where they still don't seem like they know who they are or their identity. It just hasn't all come together, and I think it would be foolish to say – it's going to in these three games. I just think it's a long shot.
They've been too hesitant to go to a zone defense earlier, which could have saved them in some games, and now they don't have as much experience actually running it. They've done no full court press, which they said they were going to do, which could have actually benefited them, and they just don't have that piece of their arsenal either. They haven't been great in half court. Look, they're not very good. They're just not good. They shoot terribly. And they are close enough because of some of those close losses. If Bryce DeJean-Jones shot, let's make it modest, like 36%, 35-36% from the three-point line instead of 29, they probably win three or four more games at least. But he was so bad shooting the ball, and a lot of the other guys were. They're easily the worst team in the league at shooting the three. And they just haven't been good enough in other areas to make up for it. They don't make adjustments. Like I said, the biggest thing is that they did not get substantially better, did not improve nearly enough from the beginning to the end to give me any real belief that they can string three in a row. Especially since there are rarely upsets in this conference tournament. I was looking at it. This is going to be – well, two of the last 3 years has been one versus two. One has been in it the last 3 years at least. There hasn't been lower than a four seed in the final since 06. It's pretty much chalk. And with two teams that have been so clearly better than everybody else in the league throughout the season, I'm going to be very surprised if we're not looking at round three of number one seed San Diego State against number two New Mexico.
Oh, well, there's Taylor Burns' predictions. Case Kiefer, your prediction here on the final minute of the Rebel Room.
I don't know why I'm torturing myself to this, but I can't like San Diego State. I'm going to say UNLV upsets them, then loses to New Mexico.
I'd be entertained by that. I would be just fine with that. And it's not impossible, but there's UNLV has shown no signs of reasons to believe in them right now.
Well, why I think that is possible is because San Diego State I was so impressed with San Diego State in the way they defended UNLV and how long they were. I just don't see that happening, even though San Diego State has a hard time scoring at times.
And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Taylor's talk about how UNLV's been in one possession games or whatever. I feel like San Diego State wins every single game like that. They're one of the luckiest teams in the nation. Like I said, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think on Ken Pomeroy, they're like top 10 luckiest teams in the nation. I don't like this team, so that's why I'm picking UNLV to beat them. Sorry to interrupt you, but
no, it's fine. I was going to end the show, but you're actually looking up that stat, so I was going to give you an opportunity to.
Number 15 in the nation in luck. Yep.
Might have gone down a little bit because I think they were in the top 10 maybe a week ago.
I guarantee you, out of us three, I'm the unluckiest. But LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, I put myself in bad situations.
What's your pick?
And I just gave the old radio show.
You did.
Not the Rebel Room. I like San Diego State to win the tournament.
Yeah. I think I would definitely go New Mexico overall. Just they travel extremely well. Not that San Diego State doesn't, but
they'll travel good. If they make the finals.
Lobos tend to overtake it. I think they've been the best team lately, and especially with the way that they blew that game at Viejas on Saturday, I got to think that they bounce back from that if they get that matchup again.
Amen, brother.